Good morning and welcome to this week's BVTV. The flattening of the US yield curve yet again has become front and centre, and last week that's really all the market was focused on. Today I'm joined by Jim Levis, Head of Retail Fixed Interest at M&G. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Okay, so in 2007 you put out a chart and blogged a chart that basically suggested there was an inverted yield curve was a really good precursor to economic slowdown and credit sell-off. Is this time going to be different?
Well, if you go back to 2007, we had very, very tight credit spreads, but the yield curve started inverting, and that implied that probably credit spreads were going to double from 100 basis points on triple Bs to 200 and even higher. As we know, it turned out to be many times that in the end. It was a catastrophe for credit. What we're seeing now is slightly different, though. We have got some of the same scenarios. The yield curve is flattening. We're not yet in an inversion territory, though. Yield curve has flattened between 2 years and 10 years to around about 45 basis points in the US. And it's really once we see that go below zero that we need to start worrying about the prospect of recession. So we're not quite there yet. But as you say, last week it was all that markets could really think about.
Absolutely. So do you think potentially the Fed are a little behind the curve? If we have a think about economic data, it's still looking fairly strong. But if we look at the updated chart from 2007, actually, we seem to be in a fairly similar scenario, aside from that strength of economic data, particularly GDP.
Yeah, economic data has been good across the world. Global growth is strong as well. There are a few worrying signs that the froth has come off the top of growth. And if you look at economic surprise indices, they've moved into negative territory now. So we're no longer being surprised by good news. We're being surprised that things aren't quite as good as we expected. But, you know, no cause for alarm there yet. And I think if you look at the updated chart, you can see that there have been periods of time since the great financial crisis where the yield curve hasn't been that good a predictor of success or failure of credit. And we must remember that in a post-quantitative easing world, the kind of supply and demand of government bonds and the shape of the yield curve may be really distorted by the fact that central banks own a lot of bond markets now, and that's got to have an impact on the strength of that signal.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, we've got quite an elongated cycle now, whether that's an effect of QE or some of the things you mentioned. Obviously, credit valuations are very tight. However, companies are in pretty good shape. We've got low defaults. Essentially, the index is larger and it's more diverse than it was. It has a lot less financials.
Yeah.
Surely some of those things would be supportive for credit.
Well, if you look at now and then, 2007 to today, the credit spread's pretty much similar. It's about 110 basis points then and around the same now for the index as a whole. Things that are different, though, are the duration of the market is longer. As we know, companies have been borrowing for longer terms. Investors are more comfortable for lending for longer terms. So it's a more risky market in terms of duration. And we've seen a deterioration in credit quality as well. So it used to be a solid single A market. It's now a weak single A market. So then and now is a slightly more worrying market structure, but it is more diverse and it's not as focused, as you say, on the banks as it used to be back then.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's certainly one to watch. And of course, the oil price has been ticking up as well. So I think it was $65 or so then. It is ticking up towards that. So,
well, yeah, I mean, if you think about the two things that are very good predictors of whether growth is going to slow down, it is the shape of the yield curve, and that is pointing to a slowdown in growth. Mm. And it is the oil price. A higher oil price is a stabilising impact on global growth. When it goes up, global growth slows. So you could argue that that's coming. If you look at when the yield curve inverts, it's generally a year later that you see a recession. Mm. So we're not talking about a 2018 recession under almost any circumstances. And even 2019 is probably a bit too soon, but maybe towards the end of next year, we could start thinking about this very elongated cycle finally coming to an end. And that should be pretty bad news for risk assets, unfortunately.
OK, and there probably are pockets of value along the way there.
Yeah, we talked about financials being a smaller part of the world, but they still offer perhaps the best value. If you look at the US banks and the results that have been coming in over the past couple of weeks, their earnings are doing fantastically. Credit quality has improved. They're well capitalized. And if you're looking for where you can get decent spread versus the risk you're taking, it looks like the US banks probably offer some of the best opportunities. And the credit curves in the United States generally are quite steep. So for lending to longer dated corporates there, you do get paid more than we think you should do. So, yeah, we haven't gone out of credit entirely, but it's time to start worrying a bit about some of the trends that we're seeing, not just on the macro side, but also at a company level, things like covenant protection and credit quality on a fundamental basis are starting to show some signs that we ought to be getting nervous.
OK, so certainly one to watch. Thanks very much, Jim, for your views. So this week we've got US PMI. We also have US GDP on Friday. So thanks for joining us and we'll see you next week.